Thomas and Damien are patrons of medicine. They were doctors trained in Arabia, and they became Christian, and then they served the people around the Mediterranean. And they're great. They're great models for us, especially in this day and age when this kind of a huge secular line is that faith and reason need to be separated. That if you're a faithful person, you're somehow stupid, right? And if you're really smart and intellectual, then you must be atheistic, secular, right? That's just ridiculous. Every well-informed Catholic should laugh that argument out of the room with example after example after example. Any of you who study genetics, you owe your study to an Augustinian monk named Gregor Mendel, the father of genetics. Anyone who ever looks at the stars and wonders how the universe came into existence, Father George Lemaître, the one who came up with the Big Bang Theory. It's much bigger than just a TV show, okay? And he's a Catholic priest, right? And over and over, and I can go, and I'm not going to do that to you tonight, but inform yourself about that, because that is just a ridiculous line that needs to be dealt with summarily, right? And Cosmas and Damien do that as well. Physicians who were faithful. They're the patrons of medicine. But we don't remember them for being doctors. We remember them for pouring out their blood for their faith. They're martyrs. They were martyred under the reign of Emperor Diocletian at the end of the 3rd century. And they gave their life for their faith, along with 3 of their brothers. They were brothers, by the way. So 5 brothers all died for the faith. Those 2, tradition tells us, were twins, Cosmas and Damien. Can you imagine twin saints? That's awesome. Super cool, right? So Alex, Anthony, get to work, all right? Keep going. You're doing fine, but keep going, all right? Okay. They gave their life for their faith. And I want to talk about martyrdom for a moment tonight. Martyr is a Greek word. And, you know, we tend to think of it meaning someone who died for their faith. But what the word actually means is simply witness. Someone who gives witness. Now, the martyrs of the church, Cosmas and Damien today, they give witness with their very blood. But a witness is someone who has something to say about something that they have experienced. I want you to think about that, right? You know, when a witness is called into a trial, they talk about what they've seen, what they've experienced, and they say, I saw this. I experienced this. Well, all of us are called to give witness. And in that sense, all of us are called to be martyrs. Most of us will not be called to pour out our blood like St. Cosmas and St. Damien did, although it certainly is possible. And it still happens to this day. It's hard for us to imagine that in America, where everything is so comfortable and living our Christian faith is so very comfortable. But it's not the case in the world. I went to school at a place where one of the men who was ordained as a priest and was finishing up his degree was going back to Iraq. And he was told by so many people, you should stay in Rome because of the persecutions that were going on in his hometown. You should stay here. He's smart. You have all these gifts. The church could really use you. You have a wonderful mind. And he said, no, I need to go back to be with my people. And so he did, and he was killed within 2 months of returning. He was shot down on the front steps of the church after Mass. Martyr, 2015, right? So that's real, and that happens. For us, probably not, okay? However, this, What witness do you give to your faith? Right? Probably not to the pouring out of your blood, but are you courageous in giving witness to your faith in the different moments where the Lord invites you forward? Do you speak about your relationship with the Lord? Do you speak about what you've received from His church? And there are different opportunities to do that. And I can't say there's one play, right? There's a big playbook. You have to be prudent and you have to think about the right moment to speak and the right words to say, but you let the Spirit guide you in that. But it's important because your friends have questions. And if you keep silent, then you're a terrible witness. So there's a moment to speak to a friend. Something comes up in class. There absolutely is a moment to raise your hand and challenge things. Or just offer a different perspective if you don't know the issue well enough to challenge it. Offer a different perspective. And you step forward in those moments. Risky? Absolutely. But who said that this was a safe faith? I dropped the line from a great priest I know, Father Christopher Hellstrom, down in Denver a few weeks ago at a Sunday Mass. Following Jesus from a safe distance is neither following Him nor is it safe, right? So we want to follow the Lord and in an unapologetic way. We don't apologize for Jesus. We don't apologize for the faith that we live. It's important to step forward and offer that. Again, not bludgeoning people with the truth. And God knows there's enough obnoxious people in this world. We don't need obnoxious Catholics or Christians, okay? But we need confident men and women of faith. Confidence, that word literally means with faith, con fide, with faith in Jesus, that the Lord who loves me also wants to love someone through me, and not in an abstract way, but in a concrete and real way, in a way that involves me saying some things, in a way that involves me stepping forward and taking a stand for some things. And when that happens, especially if we're tight with the Lord in prayer, it will happen in the right way. When that happens, hearts get changed. Throughout the history of the church, it's a true statement. The early church fathers say, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of Christians. The witness given by those who live their life and even give their life for the faith always results in other people coming to the faith. Well, that was true for St. Cosmas and St. Damian and all the martyrs throughout the church. But it's also going to be true on this campus. If you courageously step forward and give witness, more hearts will come to the Lord. I promise you that. I promise you that. It is true. It will happen. So we don't have the option of being a private faith. It's not just me and Jesus. We have a responsibility to bring our hearts forward, to step forward in the right moments, in the right ways, and give witness to who the Lord is and what He's done in our lives. And that will open hearts to who the Lord is and what He can do in their lives.